A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, February 4th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the forthcoming council and parliamentary elections.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. The Ministry of Health reports that 5 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 158 tested positive for COVID-19. Nearly 5,400 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started worldwide.
The ministry also reports that over 4.3 million Zimbabweans have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 3.3 million their second dose.
Tonight, we are also focusing on the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections in Zimbabwe set for March 26th this year, which is next month.
Most council and parliamentary seats fell vacant when Douglas Monzora's MTCT recalled those who were linked to the MTC alliance then led by Nelson Chamisa.
And in sports, it's Senegal versus Egypt in the Africa Cup of Nations finals in Cameroon this weekend. So we'll be asking you, our followers and listeners, to also predict who you think will take the cup this year.
Yeah, unjalo ke marvelous. Kanti ke lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu nge COVID-19 uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi 5 ababulewe umkhuhlane wa COVID-19 izolo. Kwathi ke abayi 158 bahlolwe batholakala begciwane leli. Nxa kukhangelwa ke abantu baphephe izolo bafika 358. Kuzokuthi ke nxa behlolisisa konke osokwenzakala selokho kwaqhamuka umkhuhlane lo. Sokulabantu 5,357 asebabulawa COVID-19. Lokho kuphakathi kwenani labantu abayi 230,000 asebabanjwa bele COVID-19. Waphepha ke abedlula 220,000. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi kulabantu abayedlula abafika phose 4.3 million asebahlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kwesokusithi ke abafika 3.3 million sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili. So abantu abale-COVID-19 khona manje kwele Zimbabwe bayi 4,458. Yes, jike singene kokunye njalo esikukhangela lamhlanje, sikhangela ukhetho lwama-by-elections azayenziwa. Siyakwazi ukuthi kumele enziwe ngombimbitho lo nyaka. So kukhanya ke kuningi esingakhuluma ngakho, sikhuluma labanye abantu abazancintisa ukhetho lolu, labanye ke abatshiyeneyo marvelous. So kuningi okumele sikuhlafune lapha. So ke nxa sokubuya ke okunye inguqu yakhumbula ukuthi kule Africa Cup of Nations eyenzakala khona ngale kule Cameroon. So ke sibonile izolo Egypt ishaya iCameroon 3-1 kuma penalties. So kutsho ukuthi ke Egypt izangena ke ku final le Senegal. Siyazi Senegal phela ilabo sade umanelo alumfana kunzima. So sizabona ukuthi kuyahamba njani. So ke kunjalo ke nxa siya phambili marvelous asiqhubeke.
Ayi wathi nokuchingamiza yini mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu che Live Talk nasi nemswe chishano February 4. Nasi tiri kutarisa zvakawanda tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda munyaya yemabai elections kuti ndevapi vachange vachikwikwidza kunge vari mukanzuru uyezve vari vadare muparamenti. Tange zvakare tiri kutarisa nyaya yenhabvu tichiona isu kuti pari zvino pasara ipo Egypt neCameroon kuti ndiani achatora mukombe weAfrica Cup of Nations. Tichange tiri kukurukura zvakare tichidzokera kunyaya yeCOVID-19 tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu vashaya vakawanikwa ivo vachifa kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro. Uyezve vanhu 158 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri nezuro. Kubva denda iri ratanga pane vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri vanosvika ivo 5,400. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino tinoona kuti pane vanhu vabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 vanodaudzira 4 miriyoni nekukwira. Uyezve nyika inofanira kubaya vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 miriyoni kuwanikwa kuti denda iri iwanikwe nyika ichisvika pavanoti ivo herd immunity. Asi nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zvese izvozvi uyezve tichitarisa kuti ivo vari kukwikwidza mumaby-elections vari kuti chii, chii chavachange vari kupa kune veruzhinji vemunyika.
Yes, marvelous. Let's start with Harare, where there are so many of these kind of by-elections.
Ndinonzi Marara Norris Chiureki. I'm the candidate here at the central constituent for Member of Parliament under the MPC Alliance. bana. Kuti ndipo kufarira chaizvo because ine makwikwi akanaka chaizvo. Nekuti ndikutarisira kukunda. Nenyaya yekuti ndatenderera mumusha ndaona zviri background. Ndikuona kuti vandiri kukwikwidzana navo vari kutaridza sekuti vanhu vasiri kudiwa nevanhu. Zvichibuda nemabasa vangu vachishanda makore apfuura kunyanya vatiri kuda kuedza kutsiva vanga vari member of parliament. Patatenderera mumusha tiri kusangana nezvichemo zvakawanda zvanotaurwa nevabereki. Zviri kutaridza kutsutsumwa nekusafara kwavo. Kuti munhu wataisa panzvimbo makore ese anga asiri kuoneka mumusha. So titori nenyaya yakaitika musi wesaturday yapfuura patakapota tamhanyiswa mumusha wekwenzitel tichifungidzirwa kunzi tiri nhengo yevaivai vanga vambori koma MP. Vabereki vane zvigumbu zvakanyanya ende patani tichitaura nevabereki nyaya dzedu navo shoko redu riri kufamba zvakanaka vabereki vari kutiteerera shoko redu riri kupinda vabereki vari kuti vakamirira kutitsigira ende ndinovimba kuti ndinokunda musarudzo
maivite mazhinji ari kubasa vemgc nenyaya yekuti ukanzo pakunobuda mabasa vemgc vanotora manyita avo emgc voendesa kubasa maivite ezanup f haana mukana waari kuwana kuti azoenda kubasa saka nechione ichocho ndechakaita tizomirawo seyouth kuti tigone kuiona tikapindawo muofisi hatigone kuzvigadzirisa here kuti mayouth ezanup f awanewo mukana wekuti aende kubasa nekuti haana ari kuvamiririra nekuti makandidhetsi anga arimo mumusha wedu wegrenora ese anga achibva kumgc anga achibva kuopposition saka tatakutopesa challenge yekuti kunyange munhu mgc asingaide kunyange baba wako ari muhovheti asi chachakuitika ndechekuti kana mwana awana basa kuti mhuri yake uirarame mgc anga kutotibira mayouth naizvozvo chero baba vake vakatino mwanangu gwarira wakutora harisiriro asi nenyaya yekuda kukudya mwana woona kuti mhuri yoparara here vanhu vatadza kuenda kuchikoro here tiregai tingoenda nenyaya yekuti taari kunotsvaga ikoko ibasa
saka mutazvigadzirisa seizvo
saka magadzirisiro atida kuzviita ndeyekuti kana tichinge tapinda muofisi tomirawo nevana vedu vebato rezanup f kuti vana vaende kumabasa vana vawane maprojekt nonga zvaizvozvi ndine mamwe maprojekt atatakaintrodusa anga achiitwa mumusha wegrenora akaita sebaking kubheka makeke kubheka chingwa vanhu vachidzidza mabasa emaoko kubika kobra tine zvizhinji zvatatichiti tikagona kuwana even vanotibatsirawo financially tirambe tichisimudzira maprojekt anobatsira mayouth anobatsira vana mai nana baba nekuti maprojekt iwayo haatarisi zera haatarisi area anongoitwa nemunhu wose
ye omunye walabo ke abancintisayo abafisa ukuthi bangene kunamba ke kuma-elections lawa so siyabona ukuqala ke kuno-rest marara la ufuna ukuthi angene kunangale eharari kodwa sizwe kumavelas ukuthi uthini ngabantu laba bobabili mavelas kubeka khona
aiwapo tangatiri kunzwa kune vachange vari kukwikwidza muharare taona isu vano-rest marara vanga vari kuti vakamirira bato remdc alliance tikazoonazve vanga vakamirirawo bato rezanup f vachitaurawo kuti ivo vanofungidzira kuti vachahwina vanga vari kuti vari kuimomo muharare vachitaurawo zvakare kuti munguva yapfuura mdc ndo yanga yakabata nzvimbo zhinji muharare imomo uyezve ivo vari kufungidzira kuti panguva inoyi ivo sezanup f vanogona kukunda sezvo vari kuti ivo vane zvizhinji zvavachange vari kupakurira vanhu vemunzvimbo dzavari kukwikwidza
yes lobaba ke umhlanga ualbert mhlanga ke ukhona ngale ephumula why kuyibambile iconstituency leyi seyefisa ukuthi abuyele futhi njalo e-mdc alliance so umhlanga ke uthi ungumuntu wasebenza labotswangirayi labo-gibson smanda labantu abaningi kakhulu so uyafisa ukuthi abantu bembisele esikhundleni
my name is Albert Mhlanga I've been nominated to represent Phumula under the banner of MDC Alliance, which is a pact of about 7 parties aligned to form the alliance. My political history starts when I was a councillor at Ward 16 Gwavalanda, which I did about 2 terms as a councillor, and I'm proud I did it very well. And after 2 terms being a councillor, I had a chance to be a deputy mayor of this city of Bulawayo under the leadership of Ubaba Undabeni Ncube. And according to the people of Bulawayo, that was the best council they ever had. They wish we could repeat the work they've actually, the task they've actually given to us. I proceeded then to Parliament of Zimbabwe, where I also shined. Those who knew in Parliament, knew me in Parliament, they knew who they represented. They've got a true representation. I did my representative role, all the issues, all the problems concerning Pumula, I was taking them to Parliament. And in Parliament, I did exercise my overall role of monitoring ministries, which that role every member of Parliament is supposed to be having. I was in the Committee of Transport, Committee of Health, a number of committees, which I'm also not new. There will be no need for training people like us. It will be just going as work as usual. I therefore beg and urge you people of Pumula and Greater Bulawayo to vote me to Parliament of Zimbabwe. Aluta continua. Imela idalele Pumula in Parliament of Zimbabwe. Lapho nginominate khona ukuba ye contestant mhlaka 26 under the MDC Alliance banner. Politically, Minangu People's Democratic Party, AUA, Movement for Democratic Change Alliance. Yiko Reban Ketile Uti, Lele Uke. A politics examine as Kalisan and Amtanji, the Kalise, Council of Kavala, Achama Tema Mabi. I think that Jalo, any team, my chair, the new deputy mayor with the rope of the Lawyer. Nimsegeli, Lababa, Undabeni Ncube. Suka lapho ngangena eParliament, lapho phose ngachama team amabili eParliament kaNimusha. Yikho ke nyalinxusa zakhamizi zePumula bantu bakuBulawayo ukuba lingibisele eParliament ngiyeqedisa umsebenzi esawuqalisayo lakubaba uMogeni Tswangirai. Kebe kuyingqondo enhle sibili ukukhumbula umuntu wezawuTswangirai ukuthi sifome i-alliance. Ngoba nxa kungela alliance akula umuntu oyedwa ongakhipha izano lapho. Ngoba sesibonile ukuthi kuyahlupha ukungazwanani kwenza izano iqhubeke ibuze. Yikho ke ngiyalincusa kakhulu izakhamizi zakuBulawayo Pumula omuhle. Ingichase. Ingichase.
Yeah, marvelous. That is the aspiring member of parliament for Pumula. He is Mr. Albert Mhlanga. He was once in that position, so he still wants to get back in that position, or let me say in that seat, as the Member of Parliament for that area. So he's one guy who has worked with so many politicians, you know, in the past. He used to work with Tswangirai, he worked with Gibson Smanda, and then he worked with Welshman Ncube and many, many other politicians. So he says he's begging people to vote for him. Says there's a lot that he can do for people in Pumula. And in most cases, when some people are elected, he says they go to Parliament and become sitting ducks. You know, they don't do anything there. So he says he doesn't fear anyone. He will always say what he wants. And that's him. That's Mr. Albert Mhlanga.
I wa apo tanga chuku nzwa kuba kunava Albert Mhlanga. Vanoti yu vashange vaka mirira Pumula kuti vawani kwa wachisparu nzwa ikoko. Varkuti yu vaka mboshanda shakare mukanzuru. Ye Bulawayo vachitiwo vanga vari vachivari mutevedzeri wemutungami wameya wemuguta iroro vakati hani ivo basa ravakaita vazhinji vanovataurira kuti panguva apo vanga varipo pabasa ipapo ndiwo kanzuru yakashanda zvikurusa munzvimbo iyoyo yeBulawayo saka vari kuti havasi kutya kuti vanodyiwa nevamwe vanhu asi vachange vakamirira MDC Alliance vachitsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti vadzoke zvakare muparamende.
Yes, we have got another person that is contesting the same seat, and that is Mr. Richard Ncube. He'll be under ZAPU. You still remember, he's a big party called ZAPU, right? It used to be big, and maybe it's still big, I'm not sure. So let's hear what he's saying about his party. And he's also, like many ZAPU supporters, talking a lot about devolution of power.
ngunube kuRichard ilunga lezapho ngizomela izapho ku lukhetho lobo MP ePhumula constituency. Umbono wami ke ngoba oyiphumula ezaba isibonelo kwamanye ama-constituents. IPhumula ezabe igijima phambili abanye belandela. Silandela ke umbono wezaphu wokuletha amandla ezabelweni. Ngiyabesa ukuthi ngiqhubekise phambili umbono wami ukusebenza labantu bonke abaku-constituents. Ngisebenze nzima, ngisebenzela ukubambana abantu abehlukeneyo ngezigaba zabo, ndimi, bonke okusehlukanisayo kodwa sibambane. Ngizakwenza-ke ukuthi bonke abakusigaba sethu constituent yethu, ama-residence associations, ama-church, amabhizinisi, abezombangazwe, abezomthetho, abazali labantwana, sonke sikhuthaze ukuthula nokuba lobuntu esigabeni. Ukuthuthuka kwesigaba kuzakweyama ekuhlalisekeni kwesigaba sethu, njalo abathungameli begobela intando yabantu sisenza izinto zonke sizibeka egcekeni. Ngingavotelwa ngiza kusekela izinhlelo zonke. Siyananzelela phakathi kwethu kulezi nhlelo zokuphathisa abaswelayo sizazisekela, kulezi nhlelo ezenziwa ngabanye ukuthuthukisa ezomdabu sizazisekela. Sizasekela amabhizinisi aqalisayo, sizasekela olutsha nxa lufuna ukuvula amabhizinisi, sisekele abadala, sisekele ngakho konke. Sizasebenza sibili ndawonye kakhulu njengesigaba. Yikho sisithi amandla ebantwini, amandla ezabelweni, la ezabelweni.
Yes, marvelous. That is Mr. Richard Ncube. He is the aspiring member of parliament for Phumula. You know, that's where Mr. Albert Mhlanga is. And there were also some other contestants in that particular place. So he's talking about devolution. He's talking about people working together all the time. And he says, you know, as ZAPU, they are going to make sure that power is in the people and not power in politicians, you know.
Apo tanga tukunzwa kubva kubatore ZAPU riri kutiwo iro richawanikwawo richikwidza munzvimbo yePhumula, uyezve vari kutivo kana vapindawo pachigaro vachaona kuti masimba anoenda kuvanhu kwete kubata.
Yes, we also have Mr. Fungai Chikosi. He will be contesting in Harare. He will tell us exactly what he's going to be doing there. So let's go straight to him. And he is also here with Mr. Mavuso Chabalala, who is campaigning for ZAPU. So there we go.
I contest ZAPU Kabuzuma constituency, and Dagamiri is a battle for the MTC Alliance. No battle will be changed. The Punga Tessit was in Japan, and the Atinaganam Punta, who is no winner, who is beyond question, shall we?
Si zvamuno tarisira kuzoitira vanhu muchinge makunda.
Kana ndichinge ndapinda kukambuzuma, tine maissues akati o atiri kutarisana nawo muconstituency medu, anosanganisira maroads edu, anosanganisira coordination yedu yekuona kuti mayouth vari kusapotwa zvakanaka here madzimai nevanenge vati kurei. Saka tichange tichitarisa nyaya dzakaita saidzodzo ndichidzifambisawo zvakare mubato redu reparamende, uye ndichidzokerawo kuconstituency ndichinotaura nevanhu ndichinzwa zvido zvavo. ndodzokera zvakare kuma councillors edu kuti gadzirisa ma issues anenge achida kunga achigadzirwa ne council.
I am here standing for MDC Alliance. As we all know, MDC Alliance is one of the biggest opposition parties in Zimbabwe, and today I have submitted my candidature for Kambuzuma constituency, where I'll be contesting for the House of Assembly. To the people of Kambuzuma, I ensure them a people-driven participation in the House of Parliament. What has happened before is that our parliamentarians have not fully consulted with the people in terms of the issues that need to be put in the House of Assembly. I promise to be consulting the people. It does not matter whether you are going to vote for me in this particular election or not. I will still come back to you, represent you, and make sure that your wishes and desires are heard in the parliament as well.
But it says that there are no more people who are going to get the money, but I have spoiled the plan. Bafoma into kuthiwa iZimbabwe African People's Union izaphu ngalelo langa mhla ka 17 December bathe befoma izaphu bafunga bathi into leyi amabhunu ajayele ukubhana into leyi ayisoze yafayafa ayisoze yenza njani ayisoze yafayafa izaphu ingangena phansi yevumvuluka laphana unobu liyalwazi Nalu lapha esihlahleni siluhlaza luba luhlaza lesilo emahlambili yashintsha ikhala libe semoteni emhlophe lishintsha ikhala kodwa ikhala into lena yini lunwabu yizaphu leyo yangena kuunity accord yaphuma yajeni ukuthiwa ngubani ukhamisa iyaphuma ilokhu iyizaphu bantu bakithi yafungelwa abadala bathi amabhuni lawa nxa behlangene bona bangabhali izinto bavumelane basayinelana phansi bayenza ama-affidavit badine manje thina singabantu abamnyama sizasayina ngabo bathi hayi khona kulula lokhu babebethi hayi thina silayethu i-affidavit i-African attire bagebha igodi bakhafulela bagqibela ngendololwane bafunga ijoyi elamahlalakuna bathi inyamazana isoze yafayafa ngalelo langa mhla ka 17 December 1961 yikho lapha leli lizwe lathola khona ibizwe elithi Zimbabwe. Before that yayingekho iZimbabwe. IZimbabwe yafonywa ibizwe layo mhla ka 17 December 1961 okungamapolisa lingakuzwa kungani kuyalisayinela limtshela ukuthi siyakhipha izethu ngowethu ilongithi ase abanye laba bazopandula ngemuva sebesenza into yabo ye-tribalism kodwa-ke leli lizwe leli nezilong ezizaphu ingenzanga lokho okumele ikwenze isifungo lesiyana hayi yijoyi mama bantu bakithi isikhathi siyavuma isikhathi yiso lesi bonile benzile umbuso omubi for the past 41 years osokumele kwenzakale ukuthi thina siyizaphu singene sitshengise ukuthi hayi umbuso ubanjwa ngaye nale ndlela eyiyo sisenza sisiya phambili kanye kanye siya phambili kanye kanye
ye marvelous that's Mavuso Tshabalala he's campaigning for Zapu there so he's saying you know Zapu was formed long back and there was a promise that it should fight for the liberation of the country and it did exactly that but after independence things went haywire according to him and the party. So he says time has come for people to vote for ZAPU. So then we heard from Chikosi saying, you know what, vote for MDC Alliance in order to have prosperity. So you see, there are so many of these kind of views all over the show, right?
And I saw that he's also wearing yellow. Is that the ZAPU color?
Yeah, that's the ZAPU color. They started doing that maybe 3-4 years ago.
So there's likely to be, you know, confusion, I think, in the ballot box. But apotanga chukunzwa kuba kune varikutsigira MDC, varikutsigira CCC, the MDC Alliance, and varikutsigira
MDC Alliance, yes.
MDC Alliance, kuharare, varikutsigira ikoko, varikufunga kutivacha wina, uye shetikanzwa kuba kune varikutsigira ZAPU, vashitaura oma onero avo kuti varikufunga ivo kuti vachakunda. Sezvo vakatanga basa iri pashi rine nguva kudhara dhara zvekuti vari kuona kunge munzvimbo yavari kuwanikwa vachikwikwidza zvichabuda zvakanaka
And we also have a ZAPU activist, and that is Mr. McClaus Panda. He's in Bulawayo. He says, no way, no party can win as long as ZANU is there. Just forget about it. Right, so that is Mr. McCarthy's brother. He belongs to ZANU-PF. And he's saying, you know, ZANU-PF is going to sweep, you know, in this by-election. So he's very confident. He says it's because it's a new dispensation, so they are going to do their best. There's a lot that he says ZANU-PF is actually doing for the people. And so it will continue doing that and is attracting a lot of attention. Marvelous.
Apo changa chini kuhusu kufa kwenye moto sigele wabatori zano pia wachiti ivo sema onero avo wabatori ravo re zano pia vicha kunda mu sarujo chini kuyatema by elections mbichi sema onero avo wabatori ivo wabatori ravo re zano pia rupita shaka wanda chaisho uyeshi wakufara naro.
So before we take in our guests, let's have another video from Esnat Kumalo, who was talking to Ezra Chira's founder about what she can do in Ward 12. You know, she represents the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. So she's very confident that she's going to win, and she says she's the right person to vote for.
Yeah, namdanje lethwelihle lapha sathi libandla ke la Republican Party of Zimbabwe. Ama Republicans lapha ngikhuluma lobani mama?
Kumalo, it's not Kumalo.
It's not Kumalo, we now we was a little more questions here. We candidate that.
Yeah, candidate.
I was still more on our way to the candidate.
Yeah, it's Miguel Uguba, a candidate from
Uguba, I'm not sure if it was, but not one up along a plan.
All right, Mina, it's not Kumalo, he candidate. Mina, very Tabuka Zimbabwe, which I'm always coaching. Ngizomela abantu bakoBulawayo ngokuzinikela kwami ukuthi lami ngizinikele
ubulawa lapho mkhulu icandidate yangapho
ye-RPZ
yengithi ungaphi iphela indawo
ngu-Ward 12 injubelo bhengula lapho engimele khona oba yi-candidate oba yi-council So ngizinikele ukwenza leyo nto ukuthi lami ngibe part of entweni leyo yokuba candidate. Ngikujabulele kakhulu.
Lapho ufuna ukwenza nokumela abantu njani uthini wena?
Ukumela abantu, kulabantu leyo i-white 12, kulabantu abadala kakhulu abangasakwanisi lutho. Izindlu ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yezipirit, ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yamagesi, abasakwanisi lutho, abaselabomkabo. So ngikunanzelela ukuthi kuyadingakala ukuthi ngingumama ngikhangele lezi zinto ezinjalo. Njalo lezikolo zethu azisalunganga, sezijilikile, lamaflows akhona asegugile. So ngazinikela ukuthi nxa ngaba yingxenye yaleli bandla ngimele izakhamuzi zakudlule 12, lami ngingenza okufunwa ngabantu.
So lapha-ke wena ufuna ukuya ecounciling, kuyini obona nizafika ukutshintshe kucounsile kobulawa? Kuyini okuyini abakwehlulekayo bona abakusecounsile kobulawa?
Kuningi abehlulekayo. Izikolo lokhu ezindala, izikolo azilamabhentshi, abantwana balamabhuku, amasuriji agcwele all over, idoti gcwele amaphepha, akuklinwa njengobulawayo engimaziyo akudala. So ngizama ukuthi nxa ngingangena ngingazama ukuthi lami khonapho engisole khona ngikwenze.
Lona-ke ibandla lakho leli libunjweni lilabantu?
Ya, lilabantu. Mina ngingene kilo ngo-2018, lona libunjwe ngo-2017.
Likhokelwa mbani?
Ukwanele
Hlabangani. Kwanele Hlabangani ngu president? Nguye okhona-ke ku-Transnet, uhulumende utshwane ogalazisa ikoba. So utheni yena nomongameli wakho uthi wena kuyini azasebenza kwazancetha kobulawayo?
Utheni akuningi ama-mistake la abonayo kobulawayo. Aso yibulawayo ayaziyo yakudala, siyibulawayo egugileyo engalalutho esipho ngukuphila nje ngokuthi umuntu uyaphila
That is Mrs. Esnath Kumalo. She wants to represent Ward 12 in Bulawayo. So she's very, very happy that she's participating in these by-elections. And she's very confident that she may win, you know, that she's going to win, actually. So she's promising to fix certain places, like, you know, she's not happy about, you know, roads, the set of roads in the city. She's not happy about the sewer system in the city, the water system, and perhaps the entire reticulation system. She's not happy at all, but she says she can fix all that. So we've got Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of the Freedom Alliance, who's going to give us his take on what some of these candidates are saying. Let's start with, welcome to the program. Mr. Ncube.
Thank you, Mr. Dewey.
Thank you so much. So, let's start with what Mrs. Esnat Kumar was saying here. She says, you know, it's possible that she can fix certain problems in the city of Bulawayo. She says almost everything is going the wrong direction. What's your take on that?
Thank you very much. I am actually appreciative of a lady candidate coming into the fray to say her place must be developed as it were. But I'm wondering how she is going to do it. And I, unfortunately, I couldn't listen to her. I actually, when you bring them, I get cut off on this other end. So what we need now is not somebody who is telling us that I'm going to fix the road. We want somebody who is going to say, I am going to do A, B, C, D to fix the road. This is where we are going to get the money we need so much to fix the road, rather than to just come and make promises. Because as I tell you, it's 41 years into independence. Promises have been made, but delivery has not been forthcoming. So I would have expected the esteemed prospective councillor or MP to actually specify how she is going to do this, how she will be able to withstand the abuse of authority by ZANU, where all the money from the Bulawayo City Council, for example, will be taken by the minister who will decide whatever they want to do. If you remember, there is another video where the president of ZANU is saying to people, those that you want to, where will they report? He was talking about the MTC Alliance saying, where are they going to report it to so that their problems are resolved? We will only take those submissions from ZANU PF people. So we want you to tell us how she is going to deal with that.
So, marvelous. Yeah, I think you can hear what Mr. Ngoi is saying. Basically, the councillor, the prospective councillor, was promising that she's going to take care of the articulation system. She would also take care of certain issues, you know, in the city of Bulawayo. So, but Mr. Ngoi is saying, you know what, instead of saying she's going to fix the road, she must tell us how she's going to fix the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem is. So, Baba Ngobe, what could be an incentive? Marvelous.
Yeah, Tina Njenge Freedom Alliance is called a cool Google Mama. You could have told this structure, say to see who Manga Bant.
Oh, yes, one of the network yakho bengazani yakhumeka
asingazi.
So sengikuzwa khona manje qhubeka ngizwe qhubeka ba.
Okay, ngicela ukuthi ngenze kanje. Okay, yeah. Yes. Thina ke siyakusekela ukuthi omama baphatheke kwezombusazwe. Kodwa ke siyamuzwa lapho yakhuluma umama uMakhumalo. Angisezwanga kahle ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi ufuna ukuba ngukansila. Uthi uzalungisa izinto. Ngithi sithi ke thina 41 years lokhu sitshelwa kuthiwe ngiza kwenza umgwaqo. Kodwa ukuthi umgwaqo wakho uzawenza njani? Imali yakho uzayithatha njani? Izabe iveyizwe njani imali yakho? Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi imali lezi eziphuma khonapha sithi nxa kubobulawayo, kukhansili yakobulawayo ziyathathwa zisiwe eHarare imali leziya. Ukuthi ziphume khona ngale zimbanwa nguminister ahlale phezu kwazo imali leziyana, ziyesetshenziswa amakhampeyin engxenye awezanu kumbe kusemtorashanga khonale. Sithi ke akasichazele kahle ke umuntu wakithi ukuthi uza kwenza njani, hayi ukuthi athi uza kwenza umgwaqo. Sifuna sitshele ukuthi uza kwenzani ukuze alungise imigwaqo lakho konke okunye okuhluphayo. Ngokuhlupha esesilalo sokuyikuthi kufana lomuntu okhuluma ku-interview efuna umsebenzi. Ukhuluma athembise inkampani ukuthi uza kwenza izimanga, uthole ukuthi uzabe etshonelele ehlezihlalele esitulweni kungalanto ayenzayo. So sisesicela ke, isesifuna i-delivery, izithembiso ezibonakalayo ukuthi lesi singenzeka lesi. Nxa umuntu esithi uzakuthengela athena uzakuthengela isitimela esehluleke ukuthenga okulufudwanyana kwemota encinyane, kuyahle kukutshengisa ukuthi into anithembisa yona umuntu lo kayikho.
But certainly people have to make promises, right? This kind of thing.
Yes, that's how politics is. And politics is now the arena where you just promise anything. Uthembisa abantu isibhakabhaka ukuthi ngizabe ngizolibekela isibhakabhaka libukela ngama weekend, kodwa ukwazi ukuthi angeke isibhakabhaka sakhona usilethe ebantwini.
Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa vanxube vachitaura kuti zvakanaka hazvo kuti vanhu vari kuuya vanoita zvematongerwo enyika varikuda kuita makanzura kana varikuda kuita maMP vachiwanikwa ivo vachitaura kuti tioda kuzoita zvakati nezvakati, asi ivo semaonero avo vanofunga kuti vanhu vanofanira kuuya vane strategy yekuti vachazozviita sei. Kana vati vada kugadzira migwagwa, vachaigadzira sei? Panodiwa mari yakawanda sei kuti migwagwa iyi igadzirwe nezvimwe zvakadaro? Kana vati vada kugadzirisa nyaya yemvura, vanofanira kutaura kuti mvura iyi vachaigadzirisa sei? Panodiwa mari yakawanda sei kuti mvura ikwanise kunge yakachena? Ndokutaurawo kuri kuita vanxube, asi regai tienderere mberi nechirongwa chedu
Yes, we still have got some other people that want to contest, and one of them is going to contest in Nkunumane, and here he's talking to Esther Chifaspanda about what he's going to do for the people of Nkunumane.
Yes, Nabasana, Njalo, the Republican Party of Zimbabwe, Omye, Laosa, Nkisa, Woketo, Loma, by-elections, March 26th, Nungalumba.
Aminika Mamu Gregor, last year, umfana okhulele ozalele ewange ewange college hospital uma ngazosela khona bekulawayo. So umuntu okhulele eNkulumane from primary school, secondary school up to the eighth, umuntu onawokhwampana ekhaya. So yebo, ndemsebenzi yokuthula ngiyenza lokhelokhana, but ngingene ku-Republican Party of Zimbabwe RPZ in abbreviation, sikhangelele ukuthi silungise
ibunjwe
2018. Yes, sikhangelele ukuthi silungise inhlupho esizibonayo njengabantu esigabeni. Siyabe sihlangana nenhlupho eziningi, kodwa siba labantu abasezindaweni lezi bethi bayalungisa, kodwa bayabuya.
Yini osihlule kakhulu okwenzakala eNkulumane la?
Uyabona, eNkulumane sile uhluphi kakhulu singakhangela ebantwaneni besifazane, i-youth, girl child, labantu abangomama. Bahlezi bele nhlupho eziningi ezokuthi kudingakala ukuthi bancediswe, ngoba abantu bangomama kumele banakekele. Kodwa lokhu kule same problem from day one. Ngimncane ngikhula ngiphuma endlini ngishiye umama ngikwazile uhlupho oluthile, ngiphendule futhi ngihlele okufanayo lakathesto ke kuyinto efananayo. So yikho esikudingayo, ngoba ungananzela kulabanye abantwana abangakwanisi ukuthi bazithengele ama-toiletries. There are other children who are not even able to pay school fees. Kulabanye ogogo abahleziyo abangekho la ku-pension fund, okokuthi uyathola ukuthi ebesehluleka lokuthi umzukulu wakhe amkhulise njani, ngoba esezokumthathisa even i-birth certificate. Kulama-problems amaningi esigabeni sokuthi athola bengelakudla abantwana bedubeka, uze uthole umntwana ehlezi uyenza abanye abantwana besifazane begcine besiyakhomba ngenxa yokuthi she has to find a way to survive. So we must improve i-life yomntwana oyinkazana.
Uzokwenza njani iphathi yakulo uli one infusa ulobha ngabloko ephalamenti?
Well, nxa ithuba selikhona lokuthi ngene ephalamenti ngihamba ngiyekhuluma kuhlekuhlelabo, sibonisane, bangizwe ukuthi ngithini, ngoba ukukhala kwabo sisibami labanabami uhlupho lwabo ngolwami.
Ani bakhala bathi ivi nxa imemba ye-opposition ungazongena ephalamenti akula nto ozayitshintsha lapha, wena ubona wani uzatshintshayo?
Hayi, uyabona, sengangananzelela khona ukuthi kulabanye abantu abangenayo bahlale bephiwe futhi i-development fund kodwa bengenzi lutho. Izibuyele i-development fund yani. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi you work with the community regardless of which political party they come from. Lihlale phansi lonke livumelane, lenze ama-project proposals, then when that money comes you sit down and vote on what to do concerning that money. Le project ilabe liyibone i-productive to the community, then you do it. Akulanto eyihlula abantu.
Kuqala lapha eNkulumane bathini abantu nxa bekhuluma lawo?
Well, abantu ngobhuti bami, ngosisi bami, I've talked to many of them and they know and appreciate their way ukuthi ama-intentions ami ngawani, and I'm not a corrupt politician ukuthi mhlawumbe njena busy whatever ngikhithi manithembisa abantu ezingekho, because my main aim is angifuni ukuthembisa umuntu lutho. I can promise my girlfriend, but I don't want to promise people things. I want to go singing and go ground. Sonke nini siyenze nini into okumele siyenze. Silungiseni isigaba sethu, than to be making promises to them for no reason.
So ufuna ukuthi usenzele abantu ukutshintsha?
Ngifuna ukusebenzela abantu sitshintshe isigaba sethu, ngoba ngikhaya. Nkulumane is
ngoba ngikhaya.
We don't need somebody. Nkulumane is my home. We don't need somebody to come from
That is Mr. Gregory Ndlovu, who is going to be looking for some votes, you know, in Nkulumane. He says people should vote for his party, that is the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. And he says, you know, there's a lot that he can do for the constituency. And this is one thing for sure, you know, there are these constituency funds that are normally not being used in a very appropriate manner in terms of, you know, engagement with the community. So he says, if elected, he will use that money effectively to turn around Nkulumane in terms of many things. Marvelous.
Aiwapo tanga tirikunzwa vachange vakamiri vaRepublican Party kuNkulumane vachitaura ivo kuti kana vakasarudzwa vachange vari kuunza upundutso munzvimbo yeNkulumane imomo, nokuti kuti pane mari dzakawanda dzinopiwa avo vanenge vari munzvimbo dzavanomirira dzavachazowanikwa ivo vachishandisa kuti vaunze pundutso munzvimbo iyoyi.
Yeah, so we still have been to our last video. And this is the leader of the Republican Party. So, Esther Chifaspanda managed to get as many people as possible belonging to that party so that people can hear what other parties are thinking of.
Between those rockets in Zimbabwe, ngenkokheli yebandla le-Republican Party of Zimbabwe enye amabandla ezaphatheka kumkhankaso okhona kathesi wama-by-elections esizabalayo mhlaka-26 March 2022. Esikukhuthazayo kakhulu njengebandla ukuthi abantu abaphumi ngobuningi babo bayarejista ukuvota. Sizwile ukuthi abezekhe bazabe behambele indawana zonke ukuthi abantu bathole amathuba okubhalisa ukuvota, ngoba nxa ungabhalisanga ukuvota kunzima ukuthi uyevota. Kodwa sikhuthaza njalo ukuthi abantu nxa besiyavota bakwenze bekhululekile, kungabi khona ukuncindezelana nokuthi ukuthawa kwabantu besalisa ukuthi bakhampeni endaweni ezithile. Sifuna konke kube ngokukhululeka, ngoba yiwumthetho weZimbabwe othi wona wonke umuntu lelungelo lokwenza i-politics. So sinjalo siyiphathi yikho esikumeleyo. Sithembisa kakhulu ukuthi nxa sesikhethiwe sangena ema-ofisini sizakwenza lokho okufunwa ngabantu ukuguqula impilo zabo ziba ngcono.
Lapha-ke uyavota usenkulumane.
Thina njengephathi silama-candidate wethu, lo candidate wethu uGrigol Ncube ozabe simele no-MP enkulumane constituency eyinye yama-constituency amakhulu kakhulu wobulawayo. Sibe naye njalo uStanford Nyoni ephumula constituency ozabe mele isigaba soku-NP, no-Esnath Khumalo ku-Ward 12 elobhekula constituency esibathembile. Zinkokheli ezithembakeleyo lezi sezitshengisele ngokusebenza kwazo. Nxa ngikhuluma ngikhangela kakhulu uGrigol ungomunye wabaculi, ngilethemba ukuthi abaculi kuyabajabulisa lokhu ukuthi sebe nomunye wabo obamelelo, ngoba abaculi balenzingo zabo labo abafisa ukuthi zilungiswe.
Leli bandla likhanya-ke libandla elikhulayo ngawukhangele lamalunga indawo lonke elizwe.
Ye, ibandla ukukhula kwalo baba Sibanda ukuthi umsebenzi esiwenzayo asikhangelanga kuphela khonapha kubulawayo lapho esikhona, sikhangelela iZimbabwe yonke. Siyaqhubeka sisebenza endaweni ezijiyeneyo, sinabo amalunga ephathi endaweni zakomanikaleni, sinabo eHarare, ngikhuluma nje balaleli, sinabo ku-March South, sinabo March Central, March West. Asimanga kuphela, siyaqhubeka siguguzela ukuthi abantu bangene babe ngabalunga aleli bandla.
Nxa sikhangele kathesi-ke abantu abathi-ke thi kungani kungabanjani amabandla la amancane wonke, abanye bahlale ukukhuluma ngawo ukuthi ukhanye ukhaliphile, kungani kungabanjwana nabanye?
Ngibona engathi kuyamele sibuyele emuva, ungakhumbula sasivele sinayo thina inkosi uMzilikazi eyayibumbe isizwe. Ukubumba isizwe ukuthi ungayenza iphoti zokwehlukanisa abantu. Abantu beZimbabwe kumele babumbane, ikakhulu ngangakhuluma ngabantu lapho endivela khona kwemathibeliland ukuthi akube nokubambana. Ukubambana kutho ukuthi ubani sokumele abe yinkokheli, ngoba khanye isikhathi esiningi kuyabe kubambisana izikhundla. Noma sibona olutho ngesolinye kodwa sisuka sesihluphana ngokuthi ozasikhokhelela ngubani. Akunandaba ukuthi okhokhelelayo ngubani, okuqakathekileyo ukuthi asiguphulele impilo zabantu. Nxa sivumelane ukuthi okumele kwenziwe yilokhu, akukhathalekile ukuthi nguwe eza ongasikhokhelela. Nxa sikubona ukuthi uzimisele ungakwenza lokhu, lami ngize ngizakusekela. Ngimi angilandaba ukuthi ubanokhokhelayo. Engicelayo ukuthi kube nokubambana, kube nokuthula, sibe le-vision eyodwa, umbono owodwa othi wona sinokuthuthukisa ilizwe.
Kunamaphathi amatsha abunjiwe nje kunile wechams ebunjiwe, uthina kulo.
So there you are, marvelous. So that is Mr. Wanele Hlabangana. He is the leader of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. He says people must unite, you know, so that they fight as a group. You know, he says it's far much better to fight as a group than to fight as individuals. So he's encouraging opposition parties to get together and make a plan, as the stupid lingo always say. Make a plan for.
But what's very interesting to me, Gibbs, is the Republican Party. They seem to have quite a few candidates, but they have not been very vocal throughout the year. We're just seeing them during the election. What's your take?
No, I think perhaps they've been in Pollack. You know, I posed that question personally to Mr. Hlabangana, and he said, you know, we're speaking through Pollard. So I said, okay. But I never heard your voice in Pollard. So maybe Mr. Ncube has got something to say there.
Thank you very much. Yes, we are also aware. I only heard about them, I think, late last year, that they were in Pollard when we were talking about the cars and everything. Our problem is that we have parties that you will only see during election time. That is very concerning, especially for us who are looking at forging a united front against the authoritarian regime. So people like Dr. Tabangane and others could do it far much better. They are talking about unity. They are very right on that one, because when you are united, the next person will actually advise you that we can't do things like this. You will sit down, then you share divergent views, then you will come up with the resolutions that you would actually market you better out there. So for them to come now, probably, it will be that they did not want to oppose ZANU-PF because they wouldn't enjoy whatever they are enjoying, within the confines of Poland. So that actually doesn't bode well for their campaign, I think.
Yes, marvelous. Can you chip in there? So there you are.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa tanga tanzwa isu kunye mutungamiri webato re Republican Party vasitaura iwo kuti aiwa vashange vaine vanhu vazhinji vashange vari kukwidza saka ndabvunza ini kuna Gibbs kuti bato iri re Republican Party hatinyanyonzwa nezvaro tiri kungorinzwa panguva imwe yesarudzo akati iye aiwa iye akambotaura navo akavabvunzawo mubvunzo iwoyo vasabangana vanova mutungamiri webato iri vakataura kuti vari mugungano Repolat, saka tazonzwa kubva kuna vanyude vatano vachitaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakadai hazviwanzofadza veruzhinji nekuti vanhu vanenge vachida kuziva kuti zvii zviri kuitwa nemapato aya kwete kumirira kusvika pava panguva yesarudzo kuti vanhu vazonyatsonzwa kuti vari kuda kunge vachiitira zvii kune vanhu vachavavhotera saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyaya yezvematongerwo enyika tinoona kuti pane mapato akasiyana-siyana nyanya vanokwikwidza vatinozoona vachinyuka kana pave nesarudzo dzingave dziri dzemutungamiri wenyika kana sarudzo dzemabielections dzatakatarisana nadzo mwedzi unouya
kuta nqubona nxazokhangela ubona kani kuyini okwenza ukuthi amabandla abe manengi nesikasokhethi kwenziwa kuyini konoko
the problem is that amabandla ikakhulu ngingathi akhokhelwa ngumdlandla womncintiswano umdlandla wokuthi kuyini okuzakwenziwa awukho kulo mdlandla wokuncintiswano ukuthi mina sengigijime phambili ngakuthiya ngafika ngadobha ibhanzi eliphambili iplanning yonke kumbe ukuhlela konke kuba ngokuthi ngiyefika ngidobhe ibhanzi leliyana phambili esithi khona ku-unsustainable into i-sustainable development ifuna abantu abale sustained programs ukuthi lihlala phansi likhangele ukuthi vele kuyini esifuna ukukwenzela uZulu uZulu uthi isikhathi esiningi amabandla yiwo atshela uZulu ukuthi mina ngingunqube yimi esengilimela kukanti abantu yibo kumele bathi khona Ncube sicela ukukuthuma ukuthi uyesenzela lokho kodwa nxa sihamba ngomncintiswano mina sengivele ngila abanye engifuna ukugijima mbachiye ngigijima ngize kini khonapho kuyingqondo efakwe yizanu yona le ukuthi kwenziwa umncintiswano nxa umncintiswano siphelile izithembiso zanebe zikhona azigcwaliswa kumele ukuthi ube lama-excuse nxa after uqeda ukuvotelwa usuzakhala uthi no kulama-sanctions kodwa ubukhankasa kulama-sanctions uzakhala uthi zanu isingirobhile kodwa ubukhankasa usazi ukuthi zanu iyakurobha thina-ke sithi lingahlala ndawonye sibonisani ukuthi madoda asihlaleni phansi sihlele ukuthi sizwe ukuthi uzulu uthini ufuna ukuthi simenzelele njalo singabisi siya kuzulu siye sikhala sifithi sesirojile asihlaleni phansi sibonisane senze into eqondileyo lo zulu asitshele uzulu kade sikumbona eseze kwesi sikhathi elingeka ukuthi avotele izandla usengathi kasakwazi kahle ukuthi kathi loba sikhala sikhala inyembezi eziyizo kumbe sikhala inyembezi zezikhova uzulu kasakwazi khonoko
yes cela ufake khonoko ngesilungu ba akhuluma
yes the problem is that our parties or our politics is guided by competition more than ideas and principles. The idea is to compete, then as long as you are going to get some token or some incentive after competition. That's what you think about. That has been entrenched by ZANU, where you blindly go for competition. You are seen as the macho man, the one that has won. But you are offering nothing at the end of the day. All the promises that you made are not there. So for the opposition, we are saying, we as the Freedom Alliance, we are saying we must come together so that we build something that is sustainable. We are not going to be electioneering every time. We need to sit down, talk to each other without competition being before us. Then we are going to have sustained politics, politics that is going to work for the masses. And it must be the masses that tell us or ask us to stand for them. But we are seeing a trend where politicians come and tell the masses to say, I'm representing you in what, 24 in Kai South, for example, or I'm your MP candidate. They don't even know. Because I'm actually doing it for my gain. It's not going to work for the people. And we as the Freedom Alliance, we are saying we need to have dialogue, we need to converge. And when we say people have spoken, they should really have spoken, not what ZANU says. ZANU will actually steal the vote. They will say people have spoken. We will also say people have spoken. Are we really sent by the people? Sometimes, largely, the answer is no. We are sending ourselves. And we are saying that should end.
Maybe also, you know, there have been some critics also of non-profit organizations like yourself, that you are also benefiting from, you know, some of the events that are happening. What's your view?
I do not know how the benefit is there. For us, we are a convergence of individuals, pressure groups, political parties are there, faith-based organizations, they are there. I do not see any gain because we are not people that would be funded to say, let's give you money, then you are going to do this. We are not like what ZANU will do to hire youth that are not working to go around talking to people or campaigning. How does a person who is unemployed, having no job, but is the one who is promising people that we are creating jobs? So we are not there. Our only gain, if ever is going to come, will be our freedom, where we are dealing with the people in honesty, we are following, we are transparent, we are democratic, as it were. We are not just talking democracy, but we actually practice it. If we talk about gender parity, you will see it in our structures that we will have women holding influential positions in as much as men are doing. We are not an organization of promises, but we are an organization of delivery. That's why we are saying when you promise something, you must explain how you are going to do it so that we can see that is this realistic or this is just for competitive purposes.
Ndavabvunza ini ndikati asika pane vamwewo vanoshora kuti masangano mamwe akazvimirirawo naivowo vari kudya vachiwanawo mari kubva kune zviri kuitika munyika vabva vataura ivo kuti aiwa ivo sangano ravo isangano remubatanidzwa wevanhu vari kuzviitirawo basa rekuitira kuti vanyatsoona kuti zvii zviri kuitika saka hapana kwavari kuwanikwa ivo vachiwana mari yavangatiivo vangazonzi nevanhu vari kudya zvavanenge vachitaura ndo zvavari kuita saka vari kuti aiwa hachisi chokwadi kuti vanganzi nevanhu aiwa vapindawo kuti vadyewo sezviri kuitwawo zviri kutaurwawo nevanhu kunze uku.
Mazancube, 10 seconds, your last word.
My last word is to say in the opposition, let's be mindful of the promises that we make. Lest we fall prey to the schemes and the doings of ZANU-PF, where you be promising people for 40 years. You always make it tricks to promise this today, tomorrow you promise that, the next thing you are crying saying that due to sanctions you cannot deliver. We need to be honest, transparent, democratic, and truthful to our suffering masses.
Aiwa, tinokutendai vese vanga vakatiteerera muzuva ranhasi tawaniko isu tine vanyarikani waka wanda ipo pano pachirongwa chedu tangatina vangube tikanzwa zvakare kubva kune avo vachange vari kukupidza vanobva kumabato akasiyana siyana tanzwa kubva kuzano PF tikanzwa kubva kune vamwe vari kufigirawo MDC Alliance tikanzwa kune Republican Party DCCC nevamwewo vachivimbisa kuti vachange vari kuunza pundutso kana vachinge vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa mukana wekuti vapinde muparamende. Ini ndiri Mafla Sitanga Nyahuye ndiri muWashington.